I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She'll make you smile even if you're feeling thorny, and she wants the world to know she's vaccinated and horny. It's Watch What Happens Live with Melissa McCarthy and Chelsea Handler now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with two guests who've cut their teeth in live comedy and always have you grinning ear to ear. My first guest is a movie star whose performances make you laugh, cry, and rethink your bridal shower restaurant choices. Her latest project is The Starling, premiering in select theaters Friday and streaming on Netflix September 24th. Please welcome Melissa McCarthy. Hi, Melissa. I'm great. You look gorgeous. I'm so happy to see you. My next guest is a best-selling author, host, and stand-up comic who's certainly in the mood for her upcoming Vaccinated and Horny tour. Get your tickets now. Say hi to Chelsea Handler. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, everybody.
Chelsea, you're in Mallorca right now, Spain?
Oh, yeah. Estoy en España.
Very good. Do you spend a lot of time there?
I try to, yeah.
Excellent.
Beautiful here.
I don't blame you. Lucky you living the life. And Melissa, where are you?
I'm in the Mallorca of California, which is Burbank.
Perfect. I have heard it referred to as such. Yes. By the way, Melissa, I watched your Bob Ross documentary last night, and it was spectacular. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Yeah.
Who knew?
That meant a lot to us to do. Who knew? I mean, that's kind of how it started. Ben wanted to write a biopic on Bob Ross. And when he started to try to do research, we were like, this is really odd. We can't find out anything about it. So it took us down a wormhole of like, why don't we know anything about the real Bob Ross? So
wow,
away we went.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. You know, my naturally funny guests have been scratching their comedic itch since birth. So I want to know about the life moments that have left them most tickled. Let's find out. First of all, for both of you, who is the first stand-up comedian you ever saw perform? Melissa?
Oh, God, live? I don't know who it was.
Or the first that you loved,
maybe. Live, because I was doing when I did stand up for a very short time in New York. But I feel like to me, I register, even though it's not stand up, but I register Carol Burnett is like my first person that I was like, she's on stage alone. She is running that show.
Right.
That's from her. And I just remember being like, oh, she's dictating what's funny and what she'll do. And it hit me as a kid. I was like, It's so funny. She's the butt of the joke, but she's also the one, she's the one in charge. And right. I just remember, so large for me.
Have you gotten to work with her?
No, I was, the closest I've been, I was at some award show and I can't, maybe it was Golden Globes, and she came out, she was getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. And I got like weirdly choked up because I think I thought I'd never be in the same room as her.
Wow.
And all of a sudden was like, oh my God, like I'm far enough from her that if I really went batshit, I could tackle her.
Chelsea, who was the first stand-up you ever saw?
I want to piggyback on the Carol Burnett thing because she's not the first stand-up I ever saw, but I loved watching bloopers from the Carol Burnett show.
Yes.
With her and Harvey and Tim, like the three of them, they have this dry cleaning bit that goes around and around. And where they were just laughing throughout the entire episode. And they just kept going. They didn't even stop. And they both, each of them just hung themselves up on the dry cleaning rack and circled it. And I remember just thinking, I want a job like that where I can just laugh and keep filming. Nobody ever stops down. You just keep filming all of it, the mistakes and everything. So it's not the same thing as stand-up, but I think it qualifies.
Well, but by the way, on that tip, Melissa, who of your famously funny co-stars over the years was the hardest to do a scene with because you kept cracking up?
You know who really, Peter Dinklage is so funny.
Really?
And I have a hard time because he's weirdly, weirdly funny. And he has that voice and he kind of does it in a dry way, which always kind of gets me if someone's, they're just so straight, but they won't, they're kind of relentless. And then I'm pretty useless.
Right.
Bobby Cannavale really makes me laugh. And then Ben, because I know,
yes.
I know what is going on in his brain before his face shows it.
Right.
Which always makes me laugh, so.
Chelsea, what's the funniest pickup line that's ever worked on you?
Oh, that's not a good, I mean, that's worked on me. I mean, there's a lot of pickup lines that don't work on me, but the one that, I mean, I think he just, funniest, shoot. You'd have to just really keep it simple, right? Like the less talking from a man, the better. So it's just like, hi, is really a home run at this point.
Right. Melissa, you kill every time you're on SNL. Was there one specific player that you would watch back in the day that really inspired you?
Oh, God, Chris Farley and Gilda Radner are two. I mean, there's been a billion people that have just, but I always thought like Gilda Radner was another one that I was like, she didn't have to be graceful. She didn't have to be like, oh, I'm floating through these scenes. I was like, she's hitting it so hard. She's making herself such an ass, but she's in control of it.
Right.
And I just remember like her fearlessness to be like, I don't care what I do. Like, I know what I'm doing. There was something like, you just didn't know what she was going to do. And then Chris Farley, truly, you were like, he could have run through a wall that wasn't scripted. You'd be like, that seems on brand. Like,
right.
He was just,
right.
I love when someone's really unpredictable.
Right. Thank you very much. Ladies, Chelsea, since you're touring the country declaring that you have the antibodies and your body is ready, I thought we could take a quick trip around your libido, as we love to do. It's time for Does It Make You Horny? Chelsea, I don't think I need to explain how this works. A prominent Adam's apple.
Not necessarily.
The movie Magic Mike.
Not necessarily.
Hairy, unmanscaped chess.
I like that.
Guys who are big fans of your career and have followed your career a lot.
Yeah, I guess in the long run, that would work well for me.
Being high. Does being high make you horny?
Yeah, sometimes.
Getting a giant paycheck.
Does that make me horny?
Yeah.
No, that makes me want to remain single.
What about uncircumcised gentlemen? You're in Spain.
Yeah, no, I don't have a problem with people who are uncircumcised. We've gone over this before, Andy.
The scent of body odor.
I don't mind that either, as long as it's mild.
Big feet.
Yeah, that can work.
All right. Thank you very much, Chelsea. I'm happy that we've cleared that up. Melissa, with your new role in The Starling, you have once again proven that your dramatic acting skills are no joke. So I have questions about some of the more serious moments in your life. Had acting not worked out for you, what other career path was a serious contender?
I would have gone into fashion and designing. I went to school for clothing and textiles, and I'm a big nerd of like vintage clothes, and I literally collect clothes because I'm like, oh, look at the seam on the back.
Wow.
I do that in Burbank just to add on to the coolness. I collect things for seams and I keep them in Burbank.
So the Majorca of LA. What's the toughest obstacle you've ever had to overcome in your career, would you say?
I think getting to make my voice heard. I think once I kind of stepped into that, I am like, well, I won't go back from it. But I think it was a tricky thing when you're trying to work, trying to do certain things. And if you don't get a seat at the table, it's hard to kind of control your work. Yeah. So I think that was a struggle to get to, but delightful to have a seat now.
Tell me something that we would be surprised to learn seriously grinds your gears.
Oh, God. I have a weird, Ben is always like, this is what's going to take you down. I have a weird fascination, and it always makes me get out of my car or follow people to be like, hey, what's up with that? At every stoplight, or not stoplight, it's stop signs everywhere, but really in LA, there's always some, sorry guys, but there's always some dude that's like, go, go, just go. Like before you've even come to a stop. And I'm like, I don't know why you can't just go through the intersection. Instead, you have to delay your own stop in order to tell me when and when I cannot stop. And literally sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna follow him. Ben's like, don't start following people. That's weird. But I wanna just be like, why are you telling me when to go when you've just already gone through? I've spent a lot of time on this topic.
You are a road rage waiting to happen.
No, I don't have road rage. I'm fascinated, right, and irritated by others, by the road rage that everyone else has when all I'm doing is stopping at a stop sign.
Tell me the biggest piece of serious advice you received from another actor when you were first starting out that really struck you.
Oh, God. I mean, don't be an asshole is, you know, that's... I still think that one's pretty key. I wasn't being one at the time. I think we were watching someone be one and someone said, that's not the way you do it. And I was like, got it.
Good advice. Let's take some questions from our virtual fans. Here's Carter from Florida with a question for Melissa.
Hey, everyone. I love you all. My question is for Melissa. It is, in honor of the Bridesmaids' 10-year anniversary this year, what do you think your character Megan would be up to all these years later?
Oh, Lord. I hope she's like long-haul trucking and also just living in Alaska with like a thripple, but she's really, you know, trying to just mix it up in Alaska.
Yeah. Long haul.
That's really where I think she'd be going.
I didn't see that one coming. Here's Meredith from New Jersey with a question for Chelsea.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Chelsea. This question's for Chelsea. Are you and Joe Coy dating since the two of you looked really cute together at the Dodgers game last week?
Ooh, that's a good question.
We're just very affectionate.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks, virtual fans. Melissa, the movie is so sweet, and you're so wonderful in it. And tell me what attracted you to it, because it's serious and it's sweet and it's, you know, it's not a raging comedy.
No, it's not. You know what? It attracted me because I bought these two characters. I bought it's what life is. It's up and down and sideways and it's messy and they're not perfect people. And I also think I love when in the midst of some really kind of tough times is you still have humor and it's what you do. I mean, it's like you laugh at a funeral and cry at a wedding because stuff is just weird. And I like that it really represents real life to me instead of some kind of perfect conjured world.
Yeah.
So I just, I fell in love with the characters.
Plus starlings are very sweet.
Well, they kept attacking me, so I have a different opinion.
Each of my guests has a unique comedic voice, but I wonder if voicing the same personal opinions could give us an epic double act. It is time to take the BFF test. I am going to ask questions and count down from three. Give me your answers at the same time. We're going to see how many opinions you share. Okay, question one. Which Golden Girl are you, Rose, Blanche, Dorothy, or Sophia? 3, 2, 1.
Dorothy.
Oh, okay. SNL cast members breaking mid-sketch. Funny or annoying? 3, 2, 1.
Funny.
What would be worse, never being able to laugh again or never being able to make someone else laugh again? 3, 2, 1.
Never laughing again?
Chelsea said making someone else, and you said laugh.
I say both.
But yeah, right. Who was the least funny Sex and the City character? Carrie, Samantha, Charlotte, or Miranda? 3, 2, 1.
Miranda? Kim Cattrall.
Oh, you, yeah. Samantha and Miranda, that is so interesting.
Oh, no, I meant Samantha.
Oh, you meant Samantha, too.
Yeah.
You meant Samantha. Wow, that is so interesting. Okay, you matched on that. Who do you predict would be better at an open mic, Oprah or Gail? 3, 2, 1.
Oprah.
Yes. What do you feel guiltier for laughing at? Toddlers falling down or tweens' voices cracking? 3, 2, 1.
Tweens.
Kids falling down.
In the wake of cancel culture, has comedy changed for better or for worse? 3, 2, 1.
For better.
Better.
Okay.
Trickier.
Is it easier to make someone laugh when they're drunk or when they're high? 3, 2, 1.
I drunk.
Okay, what's the cringiest bad comedy to witness? Bad stand-up or bad improv? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, bad improv.
Bad improv.
Thank you very much. You ended on a match. Melissa, here's a good one. Leah I texted and said, I've always wondered this. Were you actually eating mayo with your hands during your supermarket sweep parody on SNL?
No, I was not. I believe it was yogurt.
Oh, it was yogurt. Okay. That's good. Chelsea, Abby B said, as someone who's vaccinated and horny, what did you think of Jim Brewer canceling his stand-up dates at clubs that require vaccinations?
I think that's the opposite of what we're doing, right? We're requiring vaccinations. So yeah, you want to show up to those dates and encourage vaccinations. Yeah, negative to that.
Melissa, back to the Bob Ross Netflix doc. You had mentioned earlier that Ben thought maybe it would be a great scripted movie. I mean, that kind of is sticking in my head. I mean, it seems like it still would be. Is that something you're considering?
We're not actively working on it now, but I've been trying for years to get Ben to get a perm. So I'm gonna keep pushing forward just for the perm aspect of it.
Very good. Have you guys or has anyone heard from that couple in the documentary that have control over his estate after the doc was released?
I have not been contacted, no.
Okay. Chelsea, Stephanie A wants to know who your new political crush is now that Cuomo resigned.
I think I'm done with politicians after that. That was a big blow.
That was a big, I mean, you were really vocal in your adoration of him. Was that kind of tough to walk away from as the revelations were coming out?
Well, no, because now we realize why he was not interested, because he doesn't like anything being offered up. He just likes to take it.
Okay. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Since Chelsea is so excited about the vaccine, I thought tonight she could count down the top 5 reasons why unvaccinated people should just get vaccinated already. Chelsea, what is the first one?
Let me do them in an order.
Okay.
I think if you get vaccinated, you can come see me perform in Indianapolis, in Grand Rapids, in Detroit, in Cincinnati, and then I need one more. And oh, also not to be a dick.
Right. was that 5?
That was the 5th one, yes.
Oh, okay, very good. That was artful plugging. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
That was well done. How many cities are you doing total, by the way?
Oh, like I'm doing it for the next year. So probably like 65, 70 cities. Yeah.
That's great. And Melissa, I'm so psyched that the movie then is in theaters and then we'll also be able to see it on Netflix, right?
Yeah, both. Yeah, definitely.
Well, mazel tov for that. I want to thank Melissa and Chelsea for being here. We will see you tomorrow night with Sarah Paulson and Lisa Rinna. Watch our after show now on Twitter Live. See you in a minute. Thanks.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Melissa McCarthy stars in The Starling in select theaters Friday and streaming on Netflix September 24th. Chelsea's tour, Vaccinated and Horny. You can see her at the Beacon Theater October 16th and 17th. Tickets available now. I want to go back to our virtual audience. Thomas from South Carolina has a question for Melissa. Hi, Thomas.
Yeah. Hi, Andy. Big fan. Hey, Melissa. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi, Thomas.
Melissa, which one... Hi, how are you doing? Doing great here in South Carolina too. Which one of your movies would you most want to make a sequel for?
I don't know. That's such a Sophie's Choice question. I always thought that Spy was just, I loved her and I loved that whole group. And it's always kind of, you know, if with like a police story or kind of government agency story, it's always kind of easy to do another one. So, but I think most of them, I fell in love with those characters. So I'd be kind of, I'd go for any, but off the top of my head, I think Spy would be great.
That seems like it would be a franchise, Spy, like that it could keep going.
Set it up, Andy.
Yeah. You don't need me to mess it up. Lianne and Jennifer from North Carolina have a question for Chelsea.
Hi. Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm fangirling out. I adore you two so much. My question is for Chelsea. Now that your memoir, Life Will Be the Death of Me, is being turned into a series, who is your dream person to be casted to play you?
Yeah, you're looking at her. I'm playing me.
Oh.
It's either me or Elizabeth Banks. And she.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, okay. I could totally see that. But you're very smart. Yeah. Of course, yes, you should play yourself. That makes all the sense in the world. Everybody see The Starling in select theaters Friday and streaming on Netflix September 4th at 24th and see the Vaccinated and Horny tour. Thank you, Chelsea. Thank you, Melissa. For more, click on BravoTV.com.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.